Hello, everyone, and welcome to session number 4. As always, find a space that feels right for you, some object, some plant, something that helps you relate, something that just feels like it's nourishing for the important work that we are doing. Some tea, some water is always good to have close as a way to stay hydrated. As in the other videos, I will show different versions with a chair, standing, lying down, always remembering that these are invitations. These are ideas that you can take for whatever feels best for you right here, right now. You can always pause. You can always go back. You can do a few minutes. You can do the whole video. I really encourage you to approach this work and these videos in the way that best suits the learning you're doing in SBSM, but also in your life in general. As you've seen in the other videos, we are continuing to build. So we do things that are familiar, and then we keep building. So today and in the next videos, we're going to find also a little more of a flow from one to the other. If you need to go back and review some of the basics from the other ones, by all means, do that. So let us begin. Just taking a moment, coming into our heart space. It's a moment of gratitude to yourself, first and foremost, for taking the time and the energy to do this work. I'm grateful to you to have someone to do this work with me. And smiling into the unknown, into this session we're about to do. And let the unknown and this session that we're about to do smile back at you. Nice. Give it a little brush. And feeling the ground beneath our feet. Just building this initial relationship with the earth. This is the earth that receives us when we want to rest at night. We lay our body down. And then in the morning, we get up. We use the earth as a way to support whatever we do. So this is a moment in this potent posture exploration to really open to the earth. Let the earth come into you. This even exchange of energy down and up. And once we have, we can start to play. Pouring the weight a little left, a little right. Massaging the feet through the earth, letting the hips and the spine be soft. You can let the ears drop, waking up the balance and the vestibular system. And our eyes, our senses, connecting and relating to the space around us. Any smells, any sounds. Dancing with gravity. And bringing that exploration back to the middle. And now we come front and back, playing with the energy up to the balls of the feet and the toes, back to the heels, also sitting down. Same idea, just like a tree in the wind, adapting this capacity within us to negotiate gravity. Allowing the spine to undulate and sway and move front and back. And finding a spot in the middle that feels gentle. And putting those two together, front and back, left and right, into a little circle. You can also do this lying down. I'll show. Just playing with the points of contact on the earth. Back of the head, or the arms, or the legs. All of this, no matter the form, is potent posture. It's potent energy. It's energy we can use to move and transform. And just let this exploration be whatever it needs to be today. You can even play between standing and sitting, circulating the weight. And if you want, sending it far enough to where you liberate a foot. Or maybe now, after all these videos, maybe you can also play with what it's like to liberate. Use the hands as a little exploration of potent posture. If you have a railing, it's nice here. I have all these different levels. You can play here, play here, play here. Thinking of our space as this infinite potential to transform. And coming back over our feet, wherever you are, and letting all that variability settle into a stillness somewhere in the middle. Not holding the breath, not holding our imagination, just allowing the weight to drop down, the earth to come up. Feeling that resonance of that gravity. And bring our hands up into our awareness, seeing our palms, saying hello to them if we haven't said hello to them today. Hello, palms. Take a nice inhale. And breathe some magic soap into them. Some heat, some fire. Palms are gateways to the heart. So waking up the heart. And a little faster. 3, 2, 1. And feeling the space between them. Opening. Feeling that magnetism, that spaciousness. And left and right, allowing the breath to come in. Inhaling. Exhale. Breath and movement together. Letting the movement on the left and the right also invite our vision. Left and right. Feeling the potent posture supporting this breath. Opening the lungs and the heart. One more time. Left and right. And back close together. And flip the hands up and down. And playing. Opening. The lungs come all the way up into the collarbone. All the way up to here. So really feeling this spaciousness all the way through the tops of the shoulders. In Chinese medicine, this is called the windows to the sky, this area right here. So opening those windows, breathing in the sky, inviting the head and the eyes to see up, to see down, heaven and earth. And two more. One more. And bring the hands back. And transform, front and back, front body, as we talked about last time, digestive system, back body, nervous system, and the middle body, our organs, our heart. And let's breathe, integrating those systems. Really feeling this integration of all the bodies, all the systems. That when we breathe, it's not just a respiratory system exercise, but our heart can beat more easily because our lungs are giving it more space. our nervous systems connected as we breathe, seeing the world around us, all these different layers. Last couple. And bringing the hands back together. And back to the beginning. And we put the whole choreography together, side to side, up and down, front and back. Adapting as always to what feels right for you today. Letting that weight shift from the beginning also support the breath. I like to think like we're breathing the earth. Not just the air, but our feet are breathing the support from below. And as you want, keeping this form and choreography or dissolving it into your own exploration, your own little dance today. Whatever feels good, follow that. Your hands can also explore behind you, above you, far from you, close to you. And bring those hands, gathering all the space and all the energy with you, gathering it together into a little ball in front of you, and just feeling that energy, that three-dimensional capacity that we have, seeing it, feeling it, and condensing into our hands. This time washing them from this perspective of we're washing our breath, we're washing the space through our hands. It's a nice way to think of it, bringing the space into our body and using that to create movement. Getting the backs of the palms, the front of the palms, the fingers, circularity all through the body. And gently let that dissolve back into us. Taking a moment to process and integrate that work. Feeling the earth below us. Feeling the capacity and the space within us. Let out a sigh if it wants to come out. Get a little drink. If you feel some thirst. And let that brush away. Open our base, our root system a little bit. Wake up our fingertips. Let's boost our immune system together. So starting to pump the arms, spiraling the fingers. And let that pump come into the legs. You can go at your own pace, slower, faster. This is just my rhythm today. And three, two, and one. And elbows crossing. Opening the front, opening the back. I'll show sitting also. Yeah, getting really into it. Feeling the body. Activating the blood. Activating the lymph. And three, and two, and one. And gently slow down. And sending the fingers up. Opening the space. Fingers to the sky, heels to the earth. Creating space within the body. And release, sending the fingers front, curving the back gently, creating space all through the spine. space in the armpits. And release. And last one down at our side, opening the space. Armpits open. Feeling like the space is holding us up. It's not only has to come from our own internal strength, but we can rely on the space to hold us up. And 3, 2, 1, give it a little shake. Give it a little release. And bring that shaken energy to a nice little tap. Waking up our thymus gland, our joy gland. And waking up our lungs from the perspective of the skin. And down one side, waking up our vital organs, our stomach on the left, our liver on the right, the belly down below. And remember, we can send the energy however we want it. One way is to send it to the skin and wake up the proprioception. Another, as we go down the arm, is to send it into the bones to really wake up the marrow. Or to send it through the bones, all the way to the other side, and out the body, creating this transparency of the body. And into the shoulders and the neck, up into the head. And raindrops. Around the eyes, the nose, the jaw. It's great to make sounds. Sound effects are great. And down the back into the kidneys. And around to the pelvis. This big, beautiful bowl. Down the leg. Down to the feet, and up the leg, down the other leg, down to the other feet, and up. And any place you missed, or you want to go back to, or just take a moment and play your beautiful instrument. Remember, you can also be silly. Even inside of serious work. And 3, 2, and 1. Bringing all that energy back down. Taking a moment to just hold, contain. Let that work process and integrate into our body. And as we continue coming into our joints, coming in to the circularity of the joints, really allowing the sensation of movement to be soft, the tone to be gentle, starting with the wrists. If you want, that's just where I like to start. You can start wherever feels good for you. I just find the wrist to often be accessible. And coming into the elbows, inviting another joint. Seeing these joints as these meeting place between two energies. And into the shoulders. Feeling the three-dimensionality of the joint. Just like we did with the breath. And now we're into the soft tissue and the bone. And if you want to bring into the pelvis, feeling the circularity of the pelvis, this massive, beautiful joint connecting the lower body and the upper body. And from the pelvis, we can go down into the knee. Gently, softly. Again, this is an invitation. Adapt as you want, as you need. And down into the ankle, into the foot. Building this whole lower leg system of mobility. And to the other leg, into the knee, into the ankle, both directions, into the foot. 28 bones in the feet. So allowing those bones to start to speak to each other. That's what a joint is. And as we come back up, let's catch the ribs. This diaphragm in the middle, expanding, condensing. Letting the ribs flex and open like an accordion. And into our neck. It's an amazing joint. And opening our throat, which is the front of the neck, making sure that's open. And take a last moment and just let the joints express themselves. You can focus on one joint and just feel it. You can focus on all the joints. You can do it sitting. You can do it lying down. Just really feeling. If you can find or search for the pleasure in the joints, maybe you don't feel it in this moment, but know that it can be a goal to feel this connection of the joints through the body, and this ability to swim inside of our joints. And last couple moments. Eventually settling, feeling the processing of all that movement in the joints, coming back to holding one, containing it, feeling it, breathing into that joint, giving it extra space. And if you can, smile into your joints. Really. Full smile into them and let them smile back at you. And today we're going to add a new beautiful little practice, one of my favorites called the teacups. And we're going to continue it next video. So we're just going to do a little bit today and then unfold it more tomorrow. But the most important thing is that it plays with our imagination. And it plays with a constraint. So a constraint is something that we give ourselves, a containment, so that inside of that we can find the freedom and the expression. This is a beautiful teacup I received from a student years ago. I want you to imagine whatever teacup you can, the most beautiful teacup sitting in the sky, the color, the shape, the weight, even if you're a coffee person. Today is your moment to be a tea person. And on three, we're going to call that teacup down into our hand. Three, two, one. There it is, in our palm. Palm open. The imaginary teacup sitting in our palm. And the key to this is that we don't want to drop the teacup. So we need to do whatever we can to keep this teacup from falling down. Now, with this teacup, of course, we want to put tea in it. So we're going to pour some delicious tea, whatever your favorite flavor is. I had green tea this morning, so I'll put green tea in. And then just feel that. Feel the tone in the hand and how that tone in the hand is a global tone in the arm, in the body. And once we feel that, once we see that, we take that teacup for a little trip. Let the teacup glide left and right. I invite you to let the teacup move you as opposed to us moving it. Let the teacup have a mind of its own, searching. It can go far from you. It can go close. It can go to one side. It can go to the other side. Just feel that energy of that teacup. If it feels right for you, let the teacup come down a little bit. towards the earth and see how it invites the whole body to flex. And if it feels right for you, can the teacup come above you, spiraling up, opening the whole body, including the eyes, to the heavens? Again, only if it feels right for you. And bringing that teacup back in front. And we're going to send the teacup to the other hand with a magic trick. We're going to toss it into the heavens, catch it on the other side. 3, 2, 1. Now feel the teacup on this side. It's a different side, has a different story. How can we receive it without expectations? Give the fingers a little wiggle without excess tension. And let the teacup take us for a ride, side to side. Notice how the potent posture is supporting the teacup movement. The breath is supporting it. All the work we've been doing is supporting this exploration. Don't want to spill the teacup. Don't want to spill a drop of that tea. And if you want, you can bring it down. If it feels good for you, you can bring it up, spiraling, seeing the teacup from below. And bring that teacup back close to you. And we're going to do one more magic trick today. We're going to toss this teacup back to the heavens. It's going to split. Make two perfect teacups, and we're going to catch them both. It's a beautiful experiment in physics. They send one atom through a hole, and two came out. So, here we have two teacups. Take a moment and just feel how we are between our teacups. The tone in the hands is the global tone in the body. Give the fingers a little wiggle. And with this constraint of not spilling the tea, with the potent posture, the breath, the immune system, the joints, we have all that we need. Let the teacups move side to side. Let the teacups come down a little bit. If you want, let the teacups come up, spiraling above you. One teacup can stay paused while the other one starts to move. One can be the protagonist and the other can be the supporting. And just let those teacups start to move you. Whenever you want, you can toss one away. You can just stay with one. Whenever you want, you can toss both away. You can catch them again. Take the last few moments and move with the teacups. Dance with your teacups. Finding that tone that is soft, that is underneath. Again, this is just the intro exploration of the teacups. Next video, we'll play more. Last couple moments. And one last heave. We'll send the teacups back to the sky so they'll be there next time. 3, 2, 1. And bringing our hands in front, finishing with a nice little meditation. Placing something in our hands that we want to let go of. And in your own rhythm, gather it up on the inhale. And send it out on the exhale down to the feet. And one more time. Check your work. Into the hands, gather up on the inhale, dissolving. Cleaning, letting go on the exhale. Down into the earth. And job well done, everyone. Silent applause. And we'll finish with a clap. 3, 2. one, and...